Tacoma News Tribune TJ Cotterill joins us. And boy, tell me I didn't see this Lakes Lincoln score correctly. I thought this might be a pretty good football game, but if the score I saw was right on the finalscore.tv, which I'm sure it is because they're always correct, it was one-sided, wasn't it?
Yeah, totally one-sided. Lincoln 40-0 over Lakes. And a game that I think a lot of people thought before the season might, these two teams might finish 1-2 in the standings, playing Lake obviously right there. But Lincoln was rolled in this game. It didn't help that Lakes probably had 15 or so guys out in this game, including their starting quarterback. Their starting running back got hurt. They're down about three or four safeties, Coach was saying. And, it was actually, the first half seemed closer than it really was. I mean, Lakes had about three drives into the 26, the 17, the 19. All of them stalled, either turnover on down, interception. They had a fumble in the end zone that Lincoln got for a touchdown. There's a lot of mistakes for Lincoln today. Obviously, a young team they have this year, and so you kind of expect some of that, but not to this extent. And Lincoln just took advantage of all of them. I mean, Joey Sinclair, quarterback, really got going today, threw for 246 yards all in the first half. I mean, he only threw two passes in the second half. And he had come in with 268 total passing yards coming in. He threw for 246 in the first half. So they needed him to get going. Game for him to come out and then and Temme proved himself and give himself some confidence that he can run that show as a quarterback.
Looking at the end of the schedule, it looks like the correct games are at the very, very end of the schedule there in that league, because you got Bonnie Lake and Lincoln on the 21st of October, and then the final game of the regular season, Lincoln at Stadium. Is that kind of the three-headed monster right there in the Pierce County League?
Well, Stadium right now improved to 3-1. They beat Altahoma 59-6 tonight, so... those three, Bonnie Lake and Lincoln, that would be a rematch of the first round of the 3A state playoffs from last year when Bonnie Lake won its first state game in school history. So, yeah, I think you would look at those are the three you kind of have marked in the calendar now. And obviously, Lakes has to do a lot to regroup and rebound. I mean, they now moved to 1-3 right now after they won their first game last week against Wilson. And, yeah, it's kind of two teams, one team, Lincoln, finding a groove, won three straight now, and one team Lakes is trying to find its groove. So, yeah.
Any other scores out there tonight?
Yeah, Bonnie Lake beat Bethel 35-3. Another PCO game. One I think you really ought to watch out for is that Puyallup South Kitsap one. I heard that Nathaniel Holcomb, quarterback for Puyallup, who leads the South Sound in passing yards. He threw for 10 touchdown passes, I heard, tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's near a state record. I don't think it was a state record, but I think it's very near it.
What's his name again?
Nathaniel Holcomb.
Nathaniel Holcomb from
an MCL injury, and him come back. He's already thrown for over 1,000 yards this year in the leading area. So tonight, obviously, a big game too.
Unbelievable. Hey, thank you, TJ. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks.
You bet.